you know, now that you've invested the time to come to Coney Island, you need to get your feet in the water. Run your hands through the surf and see what treasures you pull up. The last time I did it, I found an empty dime bag and, like, you know, a Twinkie wrapper. This is your treasure hunt. Go and find that.
Welcome to Coney Island, the edge of Brooklyn, where dreamers and schemers occupy the periphery of the city.
My name is Stephen Powers, and I'm high on pain fumes.
There's no one better to take you on a trip through Coney. Overcome by a fascination with what he called the toxic sweetness of the neighborhood, Steve offered a free facelift to local businesses back in the summer of 2004. Initially, he had no takers. Finally, the owner of the El Dorado bumper cars relented. That's when Steve joined up with Creative Time. They recruited some 40 artists, now known as the Dreamland Artist Club, to revitalize many of Coney Island's attractions, signs, and murals in a style that complements the existing Coney Island aesthetic. Take your time to walk around the area. See if you can tell which signs are by the Dreamland Artist Club. But first,
have a beer at Ruby's. It'll probably be flat. The place smells like stale beer, but it's kind of the magic of it.
Then find Jones Walk, an alley just off Surf Avenue near 12th Street. Look for a stark black, white, and gold mural of carnival women. This was painted by artist Rita Ackerman. Just across the way is Ronnie Cutrone's reproduction of a classic Coney Island sign on the Snack House. These works and others like them now join the tradition of hand-painted signs that has long graced the buildings of Coney Island. They have also brought new audiences to the area.
Honestly, the caricature of Manhattan people, you know, in fur coats and pearls and, you know, monocles, you know, like New Yorker cartoons, came to Jones Alley and were admiring the mural, admiring the artwork, buying hot dogs, doing the ring toss, losing their money, you know, asking if they could pay with credit cards, whatever. At the end, it's about selling hot dogs. It's about, you know, shoot the freak or whatever. That's what it's about. It was a really kind of unique marriage of art and commerce that we may never see again.